Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The idea of living purposely can sometimes feel overwhelming. And I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes I just want to snap my fingers and a life of purpose is just happening all around me. But the reality is, if we want a life of purpose, we have to, well, live purposefully and do that intentionally. And one way to do that is with habits. Forming habits have been life-changing for me, and one recent example of this is because during my first trimester, I actually was unable to really do a lot of the habits that I had been trying to form beforehand, but after my first trimester, it made it that much easier to actually dive into doing those habits because I already had worked on making them, you know, habitual. I want you to leave this episode today with a handful of things that you can start doing today or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this episode. But the list I'm going to share with you, it's not, you know, specific habits that are absolute must-dos for Christian living. They're not things that God says to do. They're not things pulled out of scripture necessarily. But I think that they are helpful for us to actually start living with purpose and living how God does, in fact, call us to live. Because the reality is, friend, that we have one life to live, and God has called us to live it with intention. He's called us to live it how he called us to. And so I hope these habits are helpful in that process, in that journey. These habits are actually things that Donnie and I are doing as well. Also, at the end of this episode, I will be answering a Dear Meg question. Dear Meg is where you write in questions anonymously, and I answer them here on the podcast. And today's question is about heartbreak and God's role in heartbreak. And just a reminder, too, if you want this episode totally ad-free, be sure to check out SLP Plus, where you get ad-free episodes, Bible reading plans all year round, access to all our Bible studies, and more. All right, let's jump in. Oh, spring has sprung, which I don't know about you, but for me, makes life feel so much better. We have so much on our plate lately, just things with She Lives Purposely that are going on, and also we're moving, which is huge, putting together a baby registry, prepping for little Donnie to join us into just our lives. I'm so excited. It's such a sweet thing. But two, I feel like just with spring on the horizon, we had a little bit of beautiful weather and then it kind of went back to winter weather, and I'm just so looking forward to the good weather that is coming. I feel like with that comes a lot of motivation for trying new things, jumping into habits, starting new lifestyles. And so that is why today we are talking about different habits that Donnie and I have been trying to implement in our own lives. But before we do that, I do want to say that today or this week is the last opportunity to enter our podcast giveaway. If you want more details, go to the last few episodes, check those out, and you can see everything that you could win. It is a stack of resources, so good. Books, devos, Bible reading resources, all the stuff. And to enter, all you have to do is leave a podcast review on Apple Podcast and send it to me via email or DM. That's it. All you got to do, you don't have to do all of the list of things, follow 20 people, none of that for this giveaway. Just leave a review on Apple Podcasts and you could enter to win, or you will enter to win a bunch of goodies. All right, let's dive in to these habits for living intentionally. All right, the first one, if you have been following along for any amount of time, you could probably guess what I'm going to say. But the first thing I'm going to say is actually just spending time with Jesus every single day. This is so crucial. Because if we are seeking to live a life of purpose, seeking to live how God has called us to live, then we actually have to seek the one who made life and who gave us purpose and who knows our whole lives from the beginning to the end, even before we were born. We get to seek the creator of the, you know, the creator who made us, who made the world. Now, this is something that Donnie and I typically do in the morning. For me, it's something if I don't do it in the morning, transparently, it's likely that I'm not going to do it at all. That's just the way that I have done it for years in my routine. It's just a morning time thing for me. But, you know, one of my best friends is more of a nighttime evening reader. And if that is you, 100% read at night. That's awesome. or read both morning and night, at lunch, whatever works for you, whatever you can do. Listen on the Bible app or on the Dwell app, different things like that. But for me, I know, you know what, this time has to be in the morning for me, at least in this stage of life. And otherwise, it just probably won't happen, if I'm being honest. Now, too, I will say, something that we're working on in this area is wanting to make this the first thing that we do in the morning. Right now in the mornings, we go to the gym, and we've been kind of transitioning from doing like gym first, prepping for the day, and then Bible reading and diving into that, to studying God's word first, spending time with Jesus first, reading our Bibles first, and then diving into the rest of the day. So that's something that we're working on in this area. But I do just want to say, like, of course, as a whole, spending time with Jesus, whether you do it in the morning, at night, whenever that happens, is so crucial for intentional and purposeful living. Another thing for purposeful living is actually reading at night. So right now, a lot of nights, oftentimes, Donnie's actually reading Gentle and Lowly out loud to me. So we're kind of reading it together. And that has been really sweet. Just another, again, this isn't like a must do, but just another kind of habitual thing or habit that we are doing that really helps to lead to a life of living purposefully. So that's something that we're doing right now. Another thing is moving our bodies more frequently. I will say I have to give credit where credit is due. Donnie is way better at doing this than I am. He's way better at consistently going to the gym, waking up early, making sure that he does that than me. This was something I didn't do at all first trimester. Second trimester, way more energy, but sometimes it's just hard to get up, and you know, it's been a struggle bus. But moving our bodies is something that I want to be doing more. Just being a good steward of the body and abilities that God has given me right now in this season is something that I want to be doing more too. Two, you can probably hear it in my voice, but I am sick this week. I just got a cold, nothing serious, but that's also kept me, which I guess, you know, it'd be helpful to be like moving and grooving more, but I've been snuggled up in bed instead. So it's something I need to work on, and we can work on that one together. I feel like too, with that one, it was just something that was so much easier in my routine before. In high school, I was involved in a lot of sports. Then in college and even in working, I was just moving a lot more, going into the city or into the office, two different buildings that were like far apart from each other, and just walking a lot more, moving a lot more. And so in this season where I'm working from home, typically, it just, a lot of things have changed, and it's time for me to be way more intentional about it than I was before. And even too, like, I feel like a year or two ago, like, I do love going on walks, but I think especially with pregnancy, it has just kind of whipped me out of the routine. I was going to say out of shape, but you know, it's just pregnancy, but like out of the routine of moving my body. So that's something that I really want to be more intentional with for sure. Another habit to jump into, something you can do this week, is actually joining or being more plugged into your church community. I've shared this on the podcast before, but there was actually a time, just because of crazy busy schedules and adjusting and different things, we kind of took a step back out of being as involved as we were in Christian community and in different church things. So, but all that to say is we felt it. We felt it so much, and just recognized all the more so the importance of really being plugged into your church and also having a really solid Christian community. So right now, of course, we're doing like Sunday mornings. We're also doing a midweek service on Wednesday nights. And then we're also doing a Monday night Bible study with a home group that we absolutely love. And all three of those give different levels of like community aspect to it. All the home groups we love for that aspect so much. And so just being plugged in, different things like that, I think is so important, especially for intentional living, because one, it allows you to really just like connect, especially in Christian community, with the rest of the body of Christ, know what's happening in the rest of the body of Christ, be able to use your gifts, things like that. But it also really helps to build you up and encourage you, and people can exhort and call you out, and that helps you to grow in Christ as well. Another habit that's super, super, super easy to implement that I want to talk about today, and this is actually our last habit for today, is listening to more Christian music or podcasts or sermons, but basically the things that you listen to, making sure that those things are filling you up in your walk with Christ and putting on righteousness instead of dragging you down or, you know, causing you into sin or temptation or just like different things, whatever that might be. This is something that I'm working on doing more and more. I will say transparently, some of my favorite podcasts that I listen to are just very fun and pop culture-y. But sometimes, you know, it can really have an impact on the way that we think and, you know, even how we speak or different things like that. And so it's really important to be putting on things that are going to be uplifting you in your walk with Christ. So something I've been listening to a lot lately, and this is not just a plug for the podcast, is the She Lives Purposely, or not the podcast, the playlist. Well, two, of course, the podcast, but like the playlist, the She Lives Purposely playlist that is on Spotify. Hundreds of you are listening to it, which is so awesome. I will link that in the show notes for you too, but I've been listening to that so much, and it's just so good to fill your day with worship and Christian music that's uplifting and encouraging, peace-giving, worshipful, all the things. And then too, just listening to more Christian podcasts or different sermons, I think can be so awesome, whether that's in a drive, while you're cooking, cleaning, working even, different things like that is really awesome. All right, friends, so that is a list of different habits that Donnie and I are doing actively, and really just a list of things that can be helpful as we walk in living purposefully and living intentionally. So I hope that was encouraging, but right now it is time for Dear Meg. But before we jump into that, I do want to say the best way that you can love on this podcast, if you do love the podcast, is to leave a rating or review wherever you're listening from. Be sure you're subscribed and share it with a friend. Maybe that's your community on social media and you share it in your story. Be sure to tag me so I can repost it and see it. Or maybe you're texting your friends just an episode or clip that really encouraged you, different things like that. That's the best way that you can love on the podcast if it's been an encouragement to you. All right, let's dive into this person's question. All right, so this question says, Dear Meg, love is something amazing. When love is broken, it's the hardest thing to go through. What is God's role in my heartbreak? Why does it last so long? How can God help me heal? I thought that was such a good question. The first thing that comes to my mind and something that I just want to say is, one, it is important and good to feel what we're feeling and not just to cast those things aside or bury them or not acknowledge them. It's really important for us to actually feel those out and bring those things to the Lord and have kind of that time of mourning and heartbreak. Mourning and heartbreak are not unchristian things to feel and go through. So I just want to encourage you in that. It doesn't always have to be a quick snap back to, you know, this happy, super like encouraged, joyful, like giddy all the time life. Like we can have joy in sadness, joy in mourning, and to mourn and, you know, to have heartbreak are normal things that, praise the Lord wants to walk with us through that. He's with us in the valley, you know. But I do want to say too, what is his role in your heartbreak? I think one, and all of this I'm really pulling from 2 Corinthians 1, which is one of my favorite passages in one of the most sorrowful, mournful, awful seasons of my life. This passage really spoke to me. And the Lord was so encouraging in it. And his role is that he is a God of all comfort who comforts us in our affliction so that we can comfort others with that same comfort. And the things we go through are, yes, so he can comfort us and we can comfort others, but also that so that we are more dependent on him and not the things around us. And I think that's just such a, it can be a scary reality, but it's something that we have to really sit with sometimes, is that nothing in this life is sure, but God. God is sure. And so to be dependent on him instead of other things, to be more dependent on him in our emotions, in our lives, in our day to day, in the practicality, in all the things, being dependent on him is part of his role in our heartbreak, in swooping us up and allowing us to fall on him and be scooped up in him, and to be healed by him as well. As for how long it lasts, I really think that probably is dependent on the situation that you're going through. Maybe when it comes to reading this again here, like heartbreak specifically, maybe the length of the relationship or how involved you were, different things like that can really impact kind of how long that heartbreak is going to last. And sometimes it lasts a really long time. And I think that's something that's so important to know. about our walks with Christ is just because we're following Christ doesn't mean that everything is going to be like in the snap of a finger fixed and everything's perfect and happy and good. You know, that's not life. What's so awesome about Jesus is that he walks with us through the hard things. And then just the third part of the question here, how can God help me heal? I would really encourage you, one, to just make sure that you are going to him every single day and bringing this request to him, praying over this, specifically verbalizing it. I was just reading this morning too, where when we don't even know how to verbalize this, the Holy Spirit actually is able to like intercede for us in the will of God and know what God wants for us, which is so cool too. So know that the Lord hears you, he sees you, he knows what he has for you, but go to him every single day and not to miss that time with him and allowing him to be the comforter in your life that he is. Another thing I would say too, is again, almost in line with these habits, is to fill your mind with worship music, things like that, to really uplift you in the healing process of this. Sometimes, you know, it can be fun to listen to a really like heavy heartbreak song in the midst of it, but to like, instead of that, or maybe after that, whatever it is, listen to worship to uplift you out of this heartbreak season and to heal you in that. And I think too, lastly, I want to say the body of Christ is a huge part of how God does work. He uses us to encourage one another, exhort one another, call out one another, and help each other to heal. So I would say confide in people that are trustworthy in your life, that are part of the body of Christ, and let them speak into your life and reach into your life and walk alongside this with you as well. Friend, I hope that that was encouraging. I hope this whole episode was an encouragement. The habits we talked about, the heartbreak that we talked about as well. Next week's episode is also really good. We're going to be talking about something that, a topic that really resonated with a lot of you on Instagram, and it is how to deal with God's no. So don't miss that episode. It's going to be really good. And I'm also announcing the podcast giveaway winner next week, something you definitely don't want to miss. Friend, I love you. Thank you for listening to the Sheila's Purposely podcast. I'm seriously so grateful for you. There are no words. I love you, friend. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Live purposefully and live for Jesus.